Some splaining to do.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The country's major phone companies are going to have to answer to the American people. We found out yesterday AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South have been handing over their phone records to a federal spy agency. Some members of Congress want to know why. And customers, well, the lawsuit parade is already underway. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
A lawsuit on behalf of AT&T customers was filed back in January by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. But even before the latest revelations, the Bush administration announced it'll seek dismissal of the case today on the grounds of protecting state secrets. The group's Kurt Opsahl vows to fight the government's move.
When it is surveilling ordinary Americans without any cause, that is a violation of federal law and should not be kept secret.
And even if this case is quashed, the Electronic Privacy Information Center's Chris Hufnagel expects more legal action. He contends the phone companies were obligated under federal law to protect customer phone records.
There actually has to be some tie-in to specific suspicion. You can't just engage in a phishing expedition. So in all likelihood, the carriers are going to be in some trouble.
Hufnagel says any liability protection deals the companies may have made with the government won't stop customers from suing on their own. In New York, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Spyware is nasty stuff. Computer crashes, freezes, oh, so annoying. Well, a study out today from antivirus firm McAfee says search engines are giving us a lot of this stuff. The study found 9% of the paid search ads had spyware, and 5% of all the sites that popped up in searches were dangerous to your computer's health. McAfee says the average person will get an ugly surprise once every 2 weeks. The website MySpace is hugely popular. Advertisers have noticed. But a lot of young people use it, and that could get the attention of Congress. From the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
According to Pally Research, advertising revenue on MySpace.com will hit $200 million by year's end. The company claims some 73 million members and says more than half of 15 to 20-year-old web users visit MySpace. But with a big teen audience comes possible exploitation. Some schools have already banned the website. Now, proposed federal legislation would prevent access to all the social networks from schools and libraries. Howard Buford of ad agency Prime Access says controversy like this makes advertisers nervous.
The advertisers don't want to be associated with sites that are causing problems, where either the content is questionable or sites that are used as a tool to actually perpetrate a crime.
Buford says congressional action could cut traffic on social networks and trigger a drop in ad prices. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If a hybrid car is out of your price range, maybe a scooter could save you some money on gas. Genuine Scooter Company, one of the country's largest sellers, says it expects sales to more than double this year. I'd love to ride a scooter to work, but I live in L.A., and I do not have a death wish. Stocks had their worst day in almost 4 months, thanks to oil and gold prices and worries about inflation. The Dow fell 141 points, 1.2%, to 11,500. The Nasdaq dropped 18, that's 2%, and the S&P 500 lost 16 points. You're listening to Marketplace. On this Friday, we bring you another installment of The Job Files. Today, a visit to an unusual animal hospital.
I'm Lorelei Tibbetts, and I'm the nursing director of this hospital, the Center for Avian and Exotic Medicine. This is Kaya. She's a Patagonian conure. She's a very, very good bird. Give a kiss. Good girl. We treat all pets other than cats and dogs, basically. I mean, we see parrots and snakes and all different kinds of reptiles and exotic lizards and things that are pretty rare. We always joke around that, you know, we treat exotic animals, but the owners are kind of exotic in and of themselves. It takes a certain kind of person to own these animals, but I love their passion for their pets and the passion for the animals. We all share that, and it's great to be able to help them, and I love it.
Amy Scott produced today's Job File. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and health resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Sunday, we honor mothers and their sacrifices. One of them is financial. Studies show moms who step off the career ladder to raise kids lose more than a third of their earning power if they spend 3 or more years at home. Interesting and flexible part-time work can be hard to find, but companies are also desperate for experience. From the Marketplace Work and Family Desk, Hillary Wickay reports.
Sweetie, are you thirsty? Did you get to do your digging?
Cindy Shea's six-year-old's been looking for bugs.
You were digging, and did you find anything?
Just a little green thing.
Shea cherishes the time with her children, but she also loved her job as a CPA and controller for a major national nonprofit. The company wouldn't let her work part-time, so she quit. But she wants to work full-time again someday.
One day they'll all be in school.
In the meantime, she wants to keep her skills sharp with part-time work. But with three kids, flexibility is key. But like many women, Shea discovered once you take a ramp off the career highway, on-ramps can be tough to find.
So many stay-at-home parents are very isolated, and they're not getting to, you know, have power lunches with anyone because they're sitting at home with squash on their shirts.
A Center for Work-Life Policy study last year found that 3/4 of all women who want to rejoin the workplace end up doing so. Only 40% do so full-time. At the same time, many employers say they're hungry for experience.
I spend about 25% of my time looking for talent.
Doug Palmer runs his own accounting firm, and he's in the market for good part-time help. If only CFO Palmer and stay-at-home mom Shay could meet. Companies that actually make that happen are springing up.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Allison Kelly never fancied herself a matchmaker. This mom of two with a Harvard MBA first started her own accounting firm. Then she saw that clients needed all sorts of help, and she knew plenty of moms looking for all sorts of part-time work. Her business morphed into MomCore.
You know, it just made sense. That's really what it came down to.
MomCore in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. pairs employers with experienced moms who used to be CPAs, brand managers, marketing directors, even lawyers. Some women work from home. They all make about $50 to $75 an hour.
I wanted to make sure that any mom anywhere who wanted this access to part-time work should be able to have it.
It's working for CPA Cindy Shea. MomCore quickly introduced her to Doug Palmer.
It saves me a lot of time trying to find good people.
Shelley Waters Boots is with Parents Action for Children. She says companies like MomCore are long overdue, but they don't let policymakers off the hook.
The one trick to this is that working for a MomCore or a business like this is a great option if you've got somebody else bringing home the benefits.
Still, Boots says it's a good first step, and MomCore has plans to open soon in 3 more cities. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. And to all you moms out there, especially mine, happy Mother's Day. And everybody have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
A Harvard MBA, a stellar resume.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.